Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction around the world to the sudden death of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. Western leaders blaming Vladimir Putin.
Putin, the killer! Putin, the killer!
People taking to the streets across Europe, from Germany to France. A sign at a memorial in London reading, killed but not forgotten. In Russia, police detaining more than 400 people in at least 32 cities, dragging them away from memorials after laying flowers in memory of the late Russian opposition activist, an act of defiance not tolerated.
ABC Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz. Congress is in recess this week, the House having yet to send President Biden a bill that funds Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The International Court at The Hague holding hearings today on the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of the Palestinian territories. Oppenheimer, the big winner at last night's BAFTAs, Britain's equivalent of the Oscars. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers signs new legislative district maps into law today. Democrats say they're concerned about the maps not taking effect until the fall campaign. Republicans say there's nothing underhanded going on.
It's just standard language to put that in there so that way you have a start with a new election cycle. And that standard language that has been put in maps in the past by Democrats, Republicans.
Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu on WISN-TV's Up Front. Owners of electric and hybrid vehicles in Wisconsin are getting new license plate stickers. The stickers are required by law to help first responders know what to expect in emergency situations. The stickers should arrive in the mail by June. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The Dane County Board of Supervisors approved a master planning document for one of the county's largest public parks last Thursday. Indian Lake County Park near Cross Plains holds the namesake Indian Lake, miles of hiking trails, and a historic 19th century chapel in its nearly 800 acres. The master plan will help county officials decide on how to improve and preserve the park in the coming years. It calls for expanding the park's skiing and hiking trails, improvements to the dog park, and adding more vehicle parking. The Madison All-City Spelling Bee took place this past weekend, and three Madison students are making their way to state. Eighth grader Vincent Batista from St. Maria Goretti Catholic School came in first with the word menudo. Aiden Wajayakula-Saria from Blessed Sacrament School placed second, and Catherine Moore from Spring Harbor Middle School took third. All three will make it onto the Badger State Spelling Bee, which will be held on March 16th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Baseball brewing in Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Veteran players arriving in Maryvale as the Brewers' spring training gets underway. Their first game is Saturday. The Brewers' new first baseman, Reese Hoskins' reaction to the team trading Corbin Burnes away to the Orioles.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime you lose a bona fide ace in this game, you know, you're bummed, you're disappointed. But, you know, everybody within the organization was up front. Like, I was surprised that it was happening.
NBA All-Star Game, the East, coached by the Bucks' Doc Rivers, team captain Giannis, wanted a matchup with lots of shooting but no defense. 211 to 186. Damian Lillard, named MVP, asked about how tough the transition has been coming to Milwaukee from Portland, where he's going through a divorce and child custody battle.
It's been tougher than I thought it would be. The team change is one thing, but when you got a lot going on in your life outside of basketball, you know, it's a lot of things that play a part.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the southeast at only about 5 to 10 here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 50 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Hey, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in Monday, 4 to 6, Crudy's gone. Nate and I are holding down the fort. When the cat's away, the mice will play. Tune in 4 to 6.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Wow. A lot of emotion. There's a lot of emotion in this. Thank you. Thank you. So the really nice thing is we have lines, and I want to thank Chase, and I want to thank Alan, but we have...
Boo! And then the crowd cleared, and it was just Snoopy. Boo! Hi, good morning, happy President's Day. Sean is in for Chris LaVoie this morning, and happy President's Day because Donald Trump has been ranked dead last among presidents of the United States. And Fox News, they're freaking out. Mag is freaking out. You saw that, right, Donald Trump got a, what was it, $360 million judgment, and he's selling gold sneakers? Because we live in the dumbest timeline. I've already apologized to Young and Sean Comiskey.
Yes,
I don't,
yes.
I'm sorry, Sean. I don't know what we've done to this country. We are officially in the stupidest timeline.
We are.
Ever.
We are.
Although we realize that we're so old that even Sean is old now, so I don't know why I refer to him as the youngin.
He makes Victor makes him look old.
Yeah, and he's most concerned about the Social Security debate because he's, you know.
He's getting there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, that happened. That happened. He's selling their like $15 sneakers for $400.
Uh-huh.
They're gold. They're hideous.
They're awful.
They have a T on them for treason, of course. They're air treason sneakers. And okay. So some people are going to, you know, buy those because Herp and Derp. Herp and Derp have already put in their orders. Is that going to raise the $350 million, do you think?
He's got a GoFundMe account.
Oh, does he? Is that, you know what? We'll ask Jill Winebanks if that's, what's the word I'm looking for?
Legal?
John? Legal. Is that legal?
No. It might have been taken down by now, but he'd raised like $200,000.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Did I mention he was dead last in the... MAGA freaks out after Fox News reports Obama is in the top 10 president. Mm-hmm. I believe he's number 6. And Trump would be, carry the 4 divided by 46th. He's dead last. Even Biden with all of the, you know... Biden old, Biden bad. Even with all that coverage, he is, what is he, 14? He's 14. Mm-hmm. He's 14. Ahead of Reagan.
Yeah.
It's MAGA. MAGA is having a bad time.
They're having a bad.
All right. Can I just say, can I just take a moment to say Charlemagne the God and Ezra Klein writing
yes,
that Biden
Ezra
should
Klein.
Drop out
oh
and all
God.
You mother... Can just shut up. Oh, my God. Shut up. What is wrong with you? First of all, can I say, Sean, as a radio host, who cares what the radio hosts think? What? Why are there whole segments about what Charlemagne got? Well, you know, Biden, you just don't really want to listen to him. I don't know. No, this is no excitement. I'm just like, what? What?
is, you know what's exciting? Not being living in a fascist country where you can assassinate your political rivals. That's exciting. I get it. I was the original Obama bot. I get it. Young, exciting, you know, young black president, the best speaker in our lifetime. I get it. But yeah. And Ezra Klein, most of the column, as Bob Seska points out, is how everyone that works with Biden says he's sharp as a tack and he's doing the job. And he should what? Oh, my God. Republicans would love for us to have our incredibly successful incumbent president drop out right before the election. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? By the way, should I change my name to something more like a deity?
Yes.
So I would have more credibility, like Charlemagne the God. What should I be? Stephanie something.
We'll figure it out.
Yahweh. Please call me Yahweh, Sean. All right. You know what? Here's how you know, because I often have to go, no, this is the onion. This isn't. Donald Trump is not at a sneaker convention.
Yes, he was. Yes.
After being found guilty of massive fraud selling gold sneakers. Okay. But here's how you know it's real. If Rocky Mountain Mike does a parody, then you know it happened.
Then you know it's real.
Yeah, it happened.
Once she had a place he called his home. He said 30,000 square feet to get along. Geez, pretty Donnie, that's a lie. So get some merch, your fans will buy it. Golden sneakers here for sale. Try to raise him up some bail. Sweet pretty Donnie, do not cry, for they still buy your alibi.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Oh, now I know it's real.
It's one of my favorite Beatles songs you just cut out.
Yes. One of my fantastic. Jay tweets, I love when the mainstream media goes on Sunday shows and talks about all the perception problems that they created. Mm-hmm. They're the problem, not the solution. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, my God, Kristen Walker. No. People think the economy's bad. Yeah, that's because you keep telling them it's bad. Oh, it's great. Oh, I'm in a mood. Okay, and it's Monday, so Jon Stewart, listen up to your friend Stephen Colbert. This is how it's done. And John Oliver eviscerated Clarence Thomas and the Supreme Court. We are not living in both sides do it, you know, joke era anymore, Jody. We're not, and I'm sorry, because he's my age. We're old. Old multimillionaire. I'm not, but he's an old multimillionaire. You're going to be okay. The rest of us are not going to be okay. And if, you know, it doesn't matter, both sides do it. Oh, well, if Trump wins, who cares? Two old guys, you know, like that's, by the way, I was just thinking, oh, these poor people getting arrested, putting flowers at the memorial for Navalny, getting violently arrested. Mm-hmm. This is what dictatorship is, Jody. It's not just, that's total immunity, first of all.
Exactly.
You can assassinate your political rivals, but also that people give up. They want hopelessness. They want you to give up and think, oh, he was their big hope. Mm-hmm. Russia. Navalny was their big hope. And so, you know, that's how you crush dissent and crush any kind of hope for a better kind of, you know, not a brutal dictatorship. And that's what anything that adds to voter suppression here is doing. By the way, we're going to have Phil Itner on because you have to, right? After Navalny, he's over in Ukraine. I mean, dear Jesus. And by the way, do you think it's coincidence right after Trump says, Russia, do whatever the hell you want, that he assassinates Navalny? I mean, it's really okay. And Jill Weinbein's to talk about how, you know, relatively speaking, Donald Trump is. Okay. And his latest ploy to weasel out of whatever. Is this the fraud judgment? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Stephen Colbert, we salute ye. Here he is.
This is up.
The more you know.
Look. I know how numb we've become, but it's not normal. No other candidate for the presidency has ever had to pause his campaign to defend himself in multiple courts. And I would like to point out that in all seven of his cases, no one doubts that he did these things. We're just sitting around patiently waiting to find out if the wheels of justice will grind fast enough for there to be any consequences.
Thank you. He went on to say.
But Judge Juan Merchan wasn't buying it and got frustrated with Blanche's bombastic court style. The judge snapped, "Stop interrupting me, please, and Mr. Blanche, please have a seat." Trump's lawyers are acting out so much at this point the judges have to come to court with a spray bottle. No, no, Mr. Blanche. Not on the table. Not down, down. Down, down. Bad lawyer.
It's funny because
that's
it's true.
How it's done.
Yes.
By the way, Sean, I just had to start doing that with Bonnie because I negotiate with terrorists every day. And she's a little, you know, she's a little like dog aggressive on the trail. So I've had to start. It's working like a charm. Yeah. Yeah. I was using positive training techniques with just the, you know, Tilly's Treasures.
Right.
But then she was like roughly 1,000 pounds. So I had to put her back on a. Yeah. So now I'm just using a little tiny a suggestion. Now I just show it to her. Okay. They should try that in the next Trump. What is it? The election interference hush money trial.
Just show.
Just have a little bottle. Just kick it.
Got a whole bag of...
Got it. Okay. Bob says John Oliver skewered Clarence Thomas without any equivocation or both sidesing at all. It can be done. Who knew? Mm-hmm. Just saying. Hope you're taking notes, John Stewart. Oh, although I was saying I know he influenced a lot of young people to vote, but I'm like, I don't know. He's old. I'm old. We're all old now. I asked Sean. He's like, I don't know. I'm old, too. I don't know what the kids are watching. Aren't they on the TikTok-y, Instagram-y things?
I think they're done with both of those. There's got to be a new thing now.
Something that we don't do.
Because old people are on the TikTok
now. I'm the person that's stuck with the A-Track. I'm like, I'm not buying anything else until they tell me this is the last
Betamax.
Technology.
Betamax.
Okay, new Pew poll. 74% of Americans view the war in Ukraine as important to U.S. national interests. Save that for Phil Itner. We will talk to him from Ukraine in just a bit. Anyway, okay. And this one, to make me feel happy clappy. Who tweeted this? Trump will never pull enough independents to win a nationwide race. I see no electoral path for to 270 for him, but the media makes no money telling that story, so they need to make a horse race out of it with the polls. Don't forget the polling companies are businesses, too. MAGA is a small but very vocal group. However, they don't have the numbers to win on their own. As long as everybody votes in November 2024 who voted in 2020, Trump doesn't stand a chance.
Amen.
It's a big if. Everybody's got to vote. Stop standing up in the lifeboat, as Carlos would say. Yes, do not get happy. Mm-hmm. Sit down in the lifeboat. You're going to kill us all. What else? Save the hive. We're worker bees. We're worker bees. Save the hive. Amity needed more shark derangement syndrome. They underestimated the danger. Just saying. Best of luck with your Trump derangement syndrome. Turn it up to 11.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's just that's the thing. They interview these maggots, and you go, oh, my God. You know, but they are a small percentage of people, right? There are way more of us that are sane.
Yes.
But and the thing is, like, yeah, they don't believe. They keep saying President Trump. Like, they don't even believe Joe Biden's president. Like, there's you can't really. I was watching an interview with Bret Baier. Oh my God, because Fox had to pay $1 billion. They can't have him repeat election lies. So it's just, I swear to God, it's like he's talking to a crazy guy at a bus station. Mm-hmm. He just repeats the same stuff. He's like, Bret. We won by a lot in 2020. I won by a lot. And he's just like, no, sir, you did not. No, sir, you did not win in 2020. Yes, we did. You take a look. You take a look. Massive ballot stuffing. It's been proven. Look at 2,000 mules. No, sir, you did not. You did not win. No, sir. And they have to keep repeating the same. No, sir, 60 judges, many of whom you appointed, said there was no election fraud at all. No, sir. No. No. Yeah. Okay.
We've always been at war with
East
Asia.
Get in the van.
What? We've always been at war with East Asia.
We have always been at war with East Asia. I'm watching going, who would vote for this crazy person? You would do a wellness check if you ran into this guy anywhere. It's like, oh my God, stop talking about that cake. I won by a lot. He just said this weekend again, I won Michigan, Wisconsin.
He beat Obama.
Oh, he beat Obama in 2016, mm-hmm. as you recall, because he's not at all demented. Okay. What else did I miss? He did a bunch of other crazy rally things that make no sense. I don't.
So much.
Like you, I was saying, Jody, you know that you don't even have to edit. Just watch any appearance or speech. You don't, you know, Biden, they have to try to edit it to make him look, you know, to go, look, he's waving to nobody. And then you look at the whole shot and he's obviously waving to somebody. They have to, like, you know, or take one thing where he stutters. Trump, what do you call it? Raw dog it. Raw dog, I dare you. Raw dog any Trump sound. You'll see what I mean. All right.
You okay?
Well, yeah. Right. We're working. It's, you know, we're not slackers like Chris LaVoy. We love America here at the Stephanie Miller Show. We are here on this wall on President's Day. And not just us. Ruth Bundit, Bill Itner from Ukraine, Jill Weinbanks, Legal Lady, and the one and only Billy West in Hour 3. Who will once again tell us that, yes, Merrick Garland does look like that sad old parrot that no one bought at the pet store. I may have him do the entire hour as the parrot. Because that'll be fun. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my morning kick.
Whee!
I have to go get it.
That's it's not even there.
Yeah, it helps me regulate. You can tell I'm a little, Okay, a little shaky out of the gate here. Okay. Morning Kick. It was in my bike bottle this weekend, as you know. It is 10 supplements in one fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor when it comes to health. It's a game changer, I'm telling you. My bicycle performance, my hiking has all gotten better. I'm lifting Buicks now, like Chris LaVoy. That part I'm lying about, but I'm lifting more weight. Okay. It is a powerful new formula, helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. It has probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements out there. Sean Comiskey is qualified for this now. Yeah.
I'm aging too.
There you go. Exactly. For that extra boost of energy, enhance your well-being, or just feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in Stephanie.
This is wild. I never heard anything like this in my life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin? Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand thinking about the arts and the economy.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin, and she says the work really took off when the group learned the Badger State is in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Learn more about Create Wisconsin and some upcoming events where you can get involved. Go to createwisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfheim, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Everything. Where do we start? It's only a 3-hour show. Come and get your love. Get it. Come get it. Come and get your love. 26 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show. Happy President's Day, everybody. Yes, Donald Trump is dead last in a poll of historians and political science. The worst president ever. Nicely done. You know, maybe if Lincoln had sold gold sneakers, he would have done better. It appeared to transcend party lines. Oh, this is exciting news for America. This is a little sliver of hope this morning. Even among Republicans, Trump netted out at number 41 on the list of presidents out of 45 who have served.
So what, Jackson, Nixon?
Yes.
Beat him?
Again, didn't sell gold sneakers.
True.
Okay. Pete in Wisconsin, good morning, everybody.
Good brother, every morning.
Yeah, I know the
Go ahead. So I suffered through the Tim Scott tour yesterday on the Sunday morning shows.
Dear God.
And it seems to me that the Republican playbook is going to be kind of out of the 2000 playbook, which is take credit for the economy now under Joe Biden and say that, oh, Donald Trump will make it better, while at the same time memory-holing all of the – I'm trying hard not to swear here –
yes,
of the shenanigans that went on during the last year of the Trump administration under COVID. And it's like, just look at the first 30 months. You can see it right now. Look at the first 30 months of the Trump presidency and compare that to Biden. That's what it is.
Yeah. But well, I mean, and I know it's one survey, but it still makes me feel like at least I'm not taking crazy pills for a day, that he's clearly the worst president in the history of this country. The fact that forget all the crimes that we're even considering, you know, putting this disaster back in office is really, okay.
At this point, the main question I have for the diehards is how hard is it for you to admit that you're wrong about a thing?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, God, that's essentially it.
That's absolutely
it. How hard is it?
Yeah. Don't want to admit you lost. You don't want to admit you were wrong. I know.
And
even, by the way, I love that I saw some maggots online going, oh, those kids were chanting, you know, let's go Brandon, that which means Joe Biden. And like, no. They were booing Trump, and then they very clearly were saying, let's go Biden to taunt Trump.
They were.
But it's like, they hear what they like want to hear. They're like, oh, no, they were saying Joe Biden. Like, nope.
Yeah, no, I mean, meth is a hell of a drug, but to get to that.
Yes. Yes, exactly. All right. Thank you, Pete. Sorry, heartbreak. I love Noel Castler. He said, remember when the Civil War starts, the other side's going to be wearing red hats and gold sneakers to keep, so keep a keen eye out in the woods. The worst costume since the Revolutionary War. Okay. 29 minutes after the hour, Ruth Pundit next.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Good government groups are happy with Governor Evers' decision to sign new legislative district maps into law today. Yuseli Flores is with the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition.
These maps would change Wisconsin's future for years to come, and it will definitely get rid of what happened in 2011. It'll dismantle that partisan gerrymander.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered new maps to be put in place after declaring the old maps unconstitutional. The top three most popular specialty license plates in Wisconsin are for collector cars and motorcycles and hobbyist vehicles. About 367,000 plates were registered in those three categories last year. The Department of Motor Vehicles says more than 500,000 vehicles in Wisconsin have a specialty license plate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes is being recognized nationally for the city's evidence-based policing policy. He'll be inducted into the Evidence-Based Policing Hall of Fame at George Mason University this summer. The honor is awarded to law enforcement members who champion high-quality research programs in their policing. It also recognizes people who are working to advance police reform through science. Barnes will be joining eight other people nationwide being inducted for this year's class. The group formerly known as Madison Audubon has settled on its third name in less than a year. They changed their name to Badgerland Bird Alliance last fall to distance themselves from their namesake's problematic history. A Waukesha company called Badgerland Birding objected to the name change shortly after. The conservation group voted earlier this month to once again change their name to the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance once and for all. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the southeast at only about 5 to 10 here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 50 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For years,
Donald Trump engaged in deceptive business practices and tremendous fraud. Donald Trump falsely, knowingly, inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself, his family, and to cheat the system. Donald Trump may have authored the art of the deal, but he perfected the art of the steal.
Go on, Tish James. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. Friday was an exciting day, wasn't it? Send lube to Trump Tower. Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm rude already. Look
hey,
at me.
Hey, rude.
It's a bad influence.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter. Let's out and let Fred in. Remember hey, rude. To let a joke about farts. Then you can start to make it.
Hi, Rude Pundit. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I slipped on ice and fell down some stairs this weekend. That was fun.
Oh, Grandpa. I'm sorry.
I know. You know what? It's a lot harder on your body when you're in your 50s than when you're in your 20s and 30s.
Wow. Sean, do you see how we've all aged? Sean, just working with the cast of Cocoon now.
Yeah.
I actually, because it's raining here in L.A., I was very excited that Clyde just did a poo-poo. And so I was like, did you do a boom boom yet this morning, Rude Pundit?
No.
This show will devolve into just us talking about our falls and our poops.
Yeah. I only hurt my ankle again.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I loved your piece about Judge Engoron tells Trump to live in reality already. And you said, you don't know all the legal, that's why we have Jill Winebanks today, but you said, I do know a bitch slapping when I see one. And to my reading sensibility, Engoron has his bitch slapping gloves on and his knuckles cracked and he's getting down to the business of slapping some bitches.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a legal term, but yeah.
Yeah. I think actually there was a Supreme Court decision on pimp versus bitch slap.
Oh, was there? Was there? So there is a difference. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for that. You said, he wrote, overall, Donald Trump rarely responded to the questions asked. He frequently injected long, irrelevant speeches on issues far beyond the scope of the trial. His refusal to answer questions directly, or in some cases at all, severely compromised his credibility. And you say, there it is. The former president, an educated rapist, isn't credible. You can't trust the mother. Once again, he hurt himself. As you said, what Engoron is implying, if Trump had just admitted he was with the numbers and took some lumps for it, there's a good chance he would have had just a few mild fines and not the wealth depleting decision here. But that egotistical orange rapist can't ever be told he's wrong. So in the end, he bitch slapped himself to the tune of $500 million. I mean, every trial, he just makes it worse for himself. Like you said, he libeled E. Jean Carroll again this weekend. And you were just like, sue his ass again. And they probably will.
Yeah, I mean, Engoron says, like he's aghast, you didn't murder anybody, you didn't set anything on fire, you're not Bernie Madoff, these were financial crimes, you could have just said, all right, fine, you caught me, right. I did it, but no, you didn't, and you're refusing to admit you're wrong, and in fact, you're saying you wouldn't change anything, so you're saying, I'll crime again.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, well, I mean, it's what our caller was just saying, Rude, about Trump voters, that it's just, that's it, it's not just him, it's all of the voters, just the complete inability to ever admit you're wrong.
Yeah.
He said this weekend, I'm selling, who the hell is she? Who is this woman? So he's saying once again that he doesn't know.
Who she is.
I don't know. Like I keep saying, because I grew up on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, they are going to need someone to trank dart him from the helicopter at some point. There is clearly not a number that will stop him.
No. And I mean, the kids must be like, must think, well, you know what? That inheritance is just gone. he's probably not even worth the $400 million that his dad gave him.
Which,
by the way, fun thing to learn this weekend is that Fred Trump's middle name was Christ.
No.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. No wonder he has
Christ.
A... Orange God Trump. Complex. Wow. Okay. Oh, wow. You also said extra fun thing about the ruling in the Trump fraud case. No way to pardon himself out of it if he wins. He still has to pay or owe someone for putting up the bond. Democrats should get to hammering on how compromised that makes Trump. Thank you. It's the first thing I thought. Seriously? And by the way, the minute he's the nominee, he starts getting national security briefings. Someone that owes $11 billion and can't get any money from American banks anymore.
Can the president stop
that? It's I mean, you know, the president can actually say, you know, no, he's not getting the briefings.
Let's hope so.
I mean, it's more a courtesy, like we want to get you up to speed in case you win, but I don't think so.
You also tweeted, Nazis marched through downtown Nashville yesterday, chanting, deportation saves the nation. In case you were wondering how things are going, the group calls itself the Blood Tribe, which certainly sounds like it's related to the migrants are poisoning our blood bowl blank. I mean, this has become a normal thing in our Trump era, is watching Nazis proudly march through the streets, right?
And like, there's no doubt here. They were carrying swastika flags. So yes. it's like, we're not making some big leap here.
Not subtle, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were confronted by a number of people, but they were marching in the heart of downtown Nashville, near. I don't know if it was the courthouse or some government building, but it was right in the middle of downtown Nashville.
I mean, just the world is upside down, right? It's just we have, and by the way, Tucker Carlson, unbelievable now in the light of Navalny's killing that he's over there, you know, and repeating the talking points that, oh, yeah, I'm getting rid of Nazis in Ukraine. J.D. Vance tweeted, if Putin's such an existential threat to Europe, why isn't every European country emptying its armories and its treasury to help Ukraine? And you said this blithering nut thinks that the smart thing for European countries threatened by Putin to do is Czech's tweet, empty their armories and treasuries. Brilliant strategist here. I mean, I just...
Although Denmark actually did empty, it actually said, we're sending everything we have to Ukraine.
Yeah.
So they are. They are treating it like an existential threat.
Shock that Trump still hasn't said anything yet about Navalny.
Mm. Oh, he did.
Except maybe
he
like, did he say thumbs up, good job, Putin?
Or... No. Oh, no, you haven't heard what he said.
Oh, what? Where is it? Go ahead.
Yeah, here we go,
Okay.
If you really want to know.
Sorry, yes. Please.
You'll be shocked to know he made it all about himself.
Oh, no, what?
The sudden death of Alexei Navalny has made me more and more aware of what is happening in our country.
Oh, God.
It is a slow, steady progression with crooked, radical left politicians, prosecutors, and judges leading us down a path to destruction. Open borders, rigged election, grossly unfair courtroom decisions are destroying America. We are a nation in decline, a failing nation. MAGA 2024.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. It took him how many days to think of that?
Well, probably, you know, he had to get it approved by the Kremlin. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, this is everybody's saying this is what total immunity means, right? You can assassinate your political rivals. That's exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
He can be just like his buddy Putin.
Yeah. You know, and the idea of it saying the death of Navalny really is about open borders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just perfect.
By the way, you said, I've been saying since 2017, the threats of violence by MAGA cretins against anyone who dares criticize or act against their orange god has grotesquely contorted our politics. Arrest the bastards, make a big show of having done so. It's just all these, you know, threats of civil war. This is why I love the Noel Castler thing about they'll be wearing the big red hats and gold sneakers.
Yeah. But, you know, it was like Fannie Willis's father on the stand talking about the number of death threats how she had to move, he doesn't want to know where she is so that, you know, it keeps her safe. This is a calculation. That's one reason why if Fannie Willis is taken off the case, they won't be able to find anyone to prosecute it because terrorized.
What they want.
Everyone.
They want the bullies to win.
And it's terrorism. Yeah.
Yeah. Noel Castler's second tweet, damn, if Billy Bob and Cletus don't just disappear into the underbrush, if not for the red hat and the sun shining off those high tops, we'd be ambushed right now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the, officially the
You know what's funny is I didn't even know a sneaker con was a thing.
I didn't either. I didn't either.
A week or two ago, somebody was talking to me about sneaker con, and
yeah,
and here it is, like kismet. You know, it's all of a sudden he shows up at sneaker con, and you know we're going to hear like in a day or two that the stitching's coming undone, yeah, that the gold paint is flecking off.
Yes.
That
they're $15 sneakers. I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's
the stars are falling off the shoe. The laces are attacking people and strangling them. It's going to be something like that.
Ted Cruz says, I think Obama's driving the train. You said so tired of holes like, oh, McFace here, just making up. Unfortunately, they never get interviewed by anyone except enthusiastic lickers. So they'll never be asked to put the up or shut the up with this nonsense. I mean, right? There's Trump, you know, trying to say that again. Oh, that's what I really meant to say. I didn't think I'd beat Obama.
Like I might have said a while back, you know, I had a teacher in sixth grade that wrote something completely wrong on the chalkboard, and when we pointed it out to her, she was like, oh, see, I was testing you.
I meant to do that. It's the Pee Wee Herman
strategy.
And
I might do it again just to see if you're paying attention. It's like, and you know, when you're in sixth grade, to an extent, you're like, all right, I'll stay. I'll keep my eyes open just in case you make a mistake, so I can be the one to pass this test.
You said if I was creating ads for the Biden campaign, I'd make one with a simple message. Maybe Biden's such a successful president because he's so old and experienced. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my God, Rude. I just am. I am like had it with this whole like. We'll see what Jon Stewart does tonight, but we played some Stephen Colbert. You know, John Oliver, this is, I'm sorry, that we are not in the era of both sides do it comedy anymore. We're not in the days of Bob Hope, you know?
Yeah. And it's also like, prove to me, offer me some proof that his age has hindered his success. Show me that. Show me that. And I will go along with the discussion. But until you present that evidence to me, then there's just as much evidence that age is an issue that as there is that Obama is running the show.
Yeah.
You know, they're both just illusions you're coming up with to justify something or to have a hot take. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, and Rude, as we always say, his fraud is not a bug. It's a feature. His entire business model, his entire life has been fraud. Fraud and Russian money laundering. Yes. Trump, yeah. But yes, Steve Bannon said, as today's ruling reverberates, remember, it takes a special kind of person to get caught overseeing a fraudulent charity, a fraudulent university, and a business that repeatedly committed fraud. I mean, he can't run a business in New York, but we're saying we're going to give him the largest economy in the world to run again. I mean, I think the threat is already so grave, Rudy, and even like it gets exponentially greater every day, particularly after Friday. As Simon Rosenberg said, the country is now looking at a grave national security risk as Trump will look abroad for financial and political help. Jonathan tweets, maybe it's just me, but a guy owing over $364 million being in possession of top secret documents kind of feels like a bad combo.
And that should be something that the Democrats are bringing up is that do you want someone who not only is going to be who not only will owe this money and will have to find it if he's going to appeal the decision, will have to put up the money, and you know where will he get that? But then also, his attention will be divided because of the appeals that are ongoing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and this is not to mention.
Oh my God! Remember,
going to happen
Hillary can't get in; she'll be under constant investigations. We can't possibly. I'm like, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, though. There's an extent to which it's just not funny anymore.
Yeah.
And that was the thing about the sneakers. The sneakers. I mean, it was literally a shiny distraction.
Yeah.
I mean, it was here's this rapist and business fraud, but look at these sneakers. Boy, aren't they wild?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like we've reached it, every time we think we've reached maximum absurdity, someone turns it up to 11. You're like, did that just happen the day after he just lost $300 million judgment? I mean, and by the way, we got to talk to Jill Winebanks. This GoFundMe to help pay Trump's $350 legal bill is raking in big bucks.
Yep.
Don't know if that's legal, but I'm like, oh, my God,
when you think they've reached maximum stupidity, the maggots turn it up to 11, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing with the GoFundMe is there's no limit on what you can contribute to it. Right. So it's actually an easy way to give an influential amount of money.
But we were talking about how it's just every crime, there's another crime on top of it. Like the original, like, stop the steal that he raised all this money. None of that went towards stopping the steal because there was no steal. They specifically said this is to overturn the election, stop the steal. None of it. All went to Trump and his legal fees. And, like, that's fraud. That's fraud on top of the – I mean, it's endless.
And putting his daughter-in-law in charge of the RNC.
Yeah, who was dumb enough to say all the money's going to go to Trump.
All the money's going to him. So, you know, screw everybody else. It's not the Republican National Committee anymore.
Yeah.
It's just the re-elect Trump and pay his legal bills.
I guess we should stand back, right, while he just let him destroy the Republican Party for us. We're like, okay, see you.
Oh, that's done. That's done. I mean, it will be decades before they can return to anything. I mean, even Reagan levels of disrespectability.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Patty Reagan just said her dad would be appalled. I mean, right? Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall to go ahead, Russia, do whatever the hell you want. Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry, no.
I know you're not a Reagan fan.
I will not participate in anything that makes Reagan or Bush look better. We're here because of Reagan.
Yeah, I don't get into
your whole... You voted for him, Stephanie.
Listen, I was a dumb USC kid raised in a Republican family. Listen, because I know you're going to get into your whole zombie Reagan and Republicans, you know, skulking him. And we can't on this little family radio show.
Yeah.
Trigger you.
I know. But, you know, there isn't enough urine to pee on.
I understand. All right. We'll leave that there. Love you. Aw. He's a liberal helper. He's
key.
Yes. Aw. You're a liberal helper. You would give Reagan a posthumous golden shower. Isn't that nice?
I would.
That's sweet. Okay. Love you. Goodbye.
A skull cleansing.
Get out. I love you. Okay. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by today's negotiation with my terrorists. Yes. Okay. As I mentioned, Clyde just did a boom boom in the rain, which is really a big deal.
Oh boy.
Okay. And you know what? It was firm and fantastic. Sean, do you notice this with Hefe? Because he eats Dr. Marty's, he's a picky dog, but he loves the Dr. Marty's and firm fantastic.
Hefe is getting his quinceañera this week.
That's right.
Oh.
He's going to be 15.
Right. Oh, fantastic.
Not every dog gets one.
Oh, fantastic. We're going to have to get him some extra Tilly's treasures. Okay. Every dog loves it. Freeze-dried raw dog food full of real turkey, beef, salmon, duck. What's not to love, right? They throw in some kale, sweet potatoes, spinach, you name it. Dogs love it. It does not contain any artificial preservatives. It is dry to the touch. There's no mess. It's shelf-stable. You don't need to keep it in the fridge or the freezer. My listeners can get up to 54% off from Nature's Blend order right now. Plus that free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Yay! Happy quinceañera, jefe. Okay, go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018.
That's 800-884-9018.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air 11 to noon
on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX 1580 AM.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Yes, George Conway. He tweeted, when I was a kid in the 70s, thinking how cool it would be that I'd end up living half my life or more in the 21st century, I simply had no idea how breathtakingly stupid it would be.
Same.
Lucretia in Milwaukee, our sweaty church whore. Hi, Lucretia.
Why, good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Well, I know I'll be heading to a hard break, so I'll be as brief as I can. So we already set to sell those homely-ass shoes, and to the doorknob who actually spent $9,000 for an autographed pair,
oh, God.
Don't want to sit there and see you on Twitter bitching and moaning about the price of eggs and gas.
Yes,
thank you.
So my thing is this, is that, I don't know if you more guys are aware, that the parking lot lawyer lady actually started a GoFundMe page for Cardinal Bone Spurs. And I'm like, I thought he's a rich individual. Why are you doing a GoFundMe page? And they already have $500,000 raised.
Yep.
And what I found out is that that goes against their rules, what their regulations.
Yes, we will talk to Jill Weinbanks about that. Alina Haba, bless me. Okay, and Phil Itner coming up.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.